DW.
Hello, ahlan. Ahla wasahla.
Ferdas Ahmed is busy on her phone, agreeing to pick up a customer 10 minutes later in Mesa, a district in the capital of Damascus.
Al-Mazza, inshallah.
Ferdas is a taxi driver, a job that's traditionally occupied by men here in the Arab world. But circumstances have brought Ferdas in this position, especially the war that has been raging here for almost a decade. She came to Damascus in 2013 with her husband and her four children after her home city of Deir Ouassar was taken over by Islamists battling government forces.
I used to work for a private company. After we fled, I didn't have a job anymore because of the war. My husband was a civil servant. Our situation became increasingly difficult, so I had to start driving a taxi. I know it's a male profession, but our situation forced me to do it.
Even in a city like Damascus, which is relatively open and progressive compared to other parts of Syria, Ferdas initially faced rejection. Many of her fellow citizens believed women should sit in the back of the cab as a passenger, not in the front, in the driver's seat.
What really helped me with my work was that there were many other families from Deir Ezzor in my neighborhood. Especially the women liked to call and book me. Thank God, I'm successful now.
As successful as she can be, a mixture of war, economic standstill, and COVID-19 lockdown measures have caused prices in Syria to rise quickly. Groceries, for instance, have increased by 200% within only 1 year.
In these times marked by the pandemic, there's less work, and the situation in the country is more difficult because everything has become much more expensive. There are fewer rides to the market, for instance. It's not an easy job, especially during a war. Sometimes we hear that taxi drivers are abducted. I'm sometimes scared, and I often decline giving rides.
Soha also does a job typically meant for men in the Arab world. She works at a bakery as a cashier.
My husband was abducted. I don't know what has become of him. I have a son who is 9 years old.
Soha also has to take care of her mother because her father is gone and her siblings hardly manage to make ends meet. When Soha told her family that she'd be willing to accept a job traditionally reserved for men, her relatives didn't agree at first.
No one wanted to let me do it, but I was struggling and I told them that I have to work so I can pay rent and survive.
The owner of the bakery sympathized with Soha and hired her. And Soha has already shaken things up. Her predecessor used to sell some of the bread under the table in exchange for tips and preferential treatment for certain customers. Soha doesn't do that. Maybe hardship in Syria will force people to rethink certain traditions, and maybe women will end up walking out of the war and the crisis stronger and more emancipated. DW.